What is up, everybody? This is the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Rock Spotlight's mission is to connect others through an educational podcast. Each episode will highlight someone from Rochester, New York, in the health and wellness space who is thinking outside of the box, providing exceptional products and or services, and is elevating our community. Make sure to stay tuned after the podcast for more information on my practice, on my approach to healing, and a little bit more about myself. Thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, and today we'll be talking about the importance of organization and decluttering when it comes to your home and workspace. I have Laura McKenney, owner of Polished, on the podcast today to talk about how she can help to tackle overwhelming tasks and create efficient spaces in your life. On her website, she quotes Benjamin Franklin saying, "For every minute spent organizing, an hour is earned." With that, I'd like to introduce our special guest. Laura McKenney lives in Webster, New York with her husband and two young sons. She went to college at SUNY Fredonia and majored in communications with minors in English and journalism. After college, she went into event planning for 6 years, working in both the entertainment and nonprofit fields. Laura then worked as a part-time personal assistant for a very busy family for several years while raising her young children. During her time working with that family, she started organizing for others by helping keep their houses and lives running smoothly. She also assisted family and friends get organized and thought it had the potential to be a business. When the pandemic hit, she found herself stuck at home with her husband and two kids and decided, what the heck, let's go for it, and started her own business. Laura is extremely passionate about helping others declutter their lives and create efficient spaces. On that note, I'd like to welcome Laura on the podcast. What's up, Laura?
Hi, happy to be here.
Awesome. I'm really excited about today. It's a topic that I think is really important, and it affects our health too, mental health, physical health, emotional health. So this is a cool topic.
Absolutely. It's definitely a mental health issue.
And congrats on starting the business. That's awesome. During a pandemic. Thanks. You're going to be telling that to your kids for years, your grandkids. That's so cool.
I went for it for sure. So, but it's been great so far. So very happy with my decision.
So tell us more about Laura McKenney. Where are you from? What do you do? And when you're not elbow deep organizing someone's space, what do you like to do for fun?
So I'm from Ontario, and I grew up, I would say, between Ontario and Webster, because I have large families in both areas. And then I moved back to Webster about 7.5 years ago. And when I'm not actually working on a job, I'm now doing a lot of work for the business, getting things set up, shopping for products, doing organization in my own home, because every home can be improved. For fun, I am a very social person, so being home during the pandemic was quite hard for me, but spent a lot of times with friends and my two kids. I am a workout fanatic, so always at the gym, and I also love baking on the other end of the spectrum, so I bake a lot.
Maybe we should do a video for this, and then we should just see your cupboard spaces. I'm so curious to see how organized your house is.
It's pretty kept up. There's not a lot of room for error in my house.
You practice what you preach. I love it.
Absolutely.
So have you always been into organization?
Absolutely not, actually. Growing up, my mom would say I was a slob. I had a small room. A single mom with two kids, organization wasn't important. And in college, that was not what was high on my to-do list. But in 2009, my now husband and I got our first house, and it was sort of the pride in home ownership aspect. We always had people over. We were very busy, and having a house that ran efficiently, that didn't have piles of paperwork, really made me happy. And so I would say it started in 2009, and it's just snowballed for the past decade.
I like to think that I'm neat, but the more I start thinking about this and having this conversation just with you, even I put things into piles, like you just said, and I feel like that's organized and it's not at all. So I'm so looking forward to today's chat and getting some tips from you. So what or who inspired you to start Polished?
About a year and a half ago in summer 2019, my sister was preparing to sell her house. She had a large house, four kids, worked full time. She was sort of an emotional hoarder, had a hard time getting rid of anything. So every Friday for an entire summer, I would go out and help her, specifically one room, get it ready to sell, make it look nice, make it organized, help her pack up. And that was when I sort of realized this could be a business that I'm extremely passionate about, I'm really skilled in, and it's helping others. She needed the help. It's sometimes a lot of people just need a helping hand and permission to let go of things. And that's what I provided for her.
So talking about organization, what is your definition of organization?
I think it can have different aspects for, you know, whether it's home, life, work, but I would say it's having a system, some type of system that helps you keep functioning day to day, and running your house smoothly and not being stressed. If you have a system that works for you, it should work for your whole family.
Mm-hmm. I think there's probably such a market for this right now. I mean, not even just now, but especially now with everyone staying at home, houses just being a wreck.
I think right now, people being in their homes, they're realizing that being in their homes, seeing everything, how disruptive the clutter can be to their everyday lives, how it takes so much more time for them to find something. Or I feel that lately I've been doing a lot of pantries because people are at home and cooking more. And in the beginning of the pandemic, people were running to Wegmans and buying everything and just throwing it in their pantry. And So yes, right now it's busy. So that's good.
So it's kind of like organizing your house is kind of like running a business. I mean, you're a business owner. I am too. You got to get systems in place, I would think.
Exactly. Yep.
I'm overwhelmed right now thinking of all that I have to do at home, but I got to get systems in place.
I am a big fan of notes. I know a lot of people nowadays have just keep notes on their phone. I like writing it down and then the feeling of crossing it off. So yeah, every Sunday I sit down, I write down how my week will go practically to the hour. And that's what I pretty much stick to.
Love it. Why is it so easy to have cluttered spaces in our life?
Because of how busy people are. And they just get in this routine of how you said, like you throw a pile. So people just stack all their mail for a week in piles, kids' clothes, toys. I mean, kids are even so busy nowadays, especially teenagers between schools and sports and the parents that are carting them around. It's just people are so busy, and the easiest thing to do is to just throw stuff in a pile or throw things in a space that's not heavily trafficked. So like a laundry room or a mud room that just gets, you know, all the random crap thrown into it. Mm-hmm. And then it's just hard to break out of it. I mean, the laundry piles up, and, or the other extreme is just being so lazy. But mostly, most of the families that I'm working with, it's just how busy everyone is.
Mm-hmm. So from a health standpoint, what does this do to us when we're just living in these cluttered spaces?
The cluttering and the extreme, the hoarding and disorganization, it's so taxing on your mental health, especially the levels of stress and depression and lack of sleep in your work. It'll make you unproductive. With family life, it causes fights amongst, you know, with your spouse or with your children. And it's just so, it's such a heavy thing that weighs on us because most people don't realize how mentally exhausting being cluttered and disorganized really is. So actually yesterday I had a inquiry emailed. A girl actually asked me to go help her mom because she said her mom is depressed because of how her whole house is just cluttered and she doesn't know where to start. So I'm looking forward to that because it will just release so much pressure off of her.
So it's almost paralysis by analysis, right? I mean, you're just, you don't even know where to start. You freeze up. And that affects your mood, your health. I mean, your neurotransmitters, serotonin probably dips, which can lead to depression, like you said. Mm-hmm. The stress neurotransmitters too. I mean, you got epinephrine, norepinephrine, like all those that just, like we get so anxious and stressed. It's like, where do I start? So you're helping a lot of people. That's really cool.
Yeah. And I'm someone who myself, I have very high anxiety. And that is why I personally need to stay organized, because if my house is not kept up, it weighs on me and I won't sleep at night. So yeah, every night the dishes are done, the toys are put away, and that way I can walk down in the morning and feel peaceful.
Yeah. From a doctor standpoint, I mean, you're organizing houses and whatnot, but you're definitely improving people's health. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's not like we have blood work to prove that, but I'd be curious. Maybe we should do some studies on that.
I know. It would be fun.
Okay. So, one more point I wanted to make. So when Kirsten and I, when my wife and I, when we travel, we always clean the house right before we leave. Because then when we come home, we feel so much more relaxed and our parasympathetic nervous system is engaged, rest and digest. You just want to chill out instead of that fight or flight, like, oh no. We got to clean the house now. We just enjoyed a nice week-long vacation, but we really didn't because we're stressed again.
It's so true. And I am the person who I would rather cut my vacation early, get home midday, be able to do all the laundry, have everything put back away so that the next morning you go right back to your routine and you don't feel delayed.
Yeah, that's definitely a tip that I recommend. I mean, that's helped us immensely when we get home. Okay, so where do we start when we feel like the walls are collapsing on us with our house?
So if someone is just looking to declutter themselves, I would tell them to start small. Start with a drawer, start with a cupboard, a specific area of your bedroom that you can accomplish. Because if you start something too big by yourself, and you don't finish it, it's gonna make your stress even worse. And then it's just gonna sit there and bug you. When you have a bigger project, if you can afford it, hire help. It is so important. It is going to pay off in the long run. And I can help you, or other organizers can really help create a system that's gonna work for you. Don't go at it blindly. I mean, go buy some little clear organizers. Everything is at Target and Home Goods now, and either work for yourself and just start small or give me a call.
Love it. So do you recommend that we start with our office space first or our home?
To me, I would start, if you're at home, your bedroom. Because that is where you want to go and retreat at night and feel calm. So if your bedroom, if you are one of those people who have laundry just piled up, I actually had a client who lived off clothes just thrown on her floor of her bedroom. They were clean. She just dumped them out and never hung them up. And so that was the first thing I did, was I got all of her clothes off her floor, and I have gone back to do other jobs for her since, and they are still hung up. So yeah, I would definitely start at home in your bedroom.
Now, how do you prevent clients from falling back into the cluttered chaos trap?
Pretty much by creating a system for them. So every client I meet with, and we sort of figure out what will work with them, what they need, their goals, something that is very attainable and efficient for that family so that they can keep it up. And then while I'm there, I'm going to teach them the tools and the fundamentals to be successful. I mean, people, you know, get busy again, I go in and I can do refreshers for them. But pretty much, if I set you up with a correct system, it will work for you.
So I follow this guy on Instagram, Dr. Ben Lynch, and he's who really inspired this chat with you and I. Okay. And he's all about cleaning up our genes, basically, cleaning up our health. And he posted on Instagram a while back about his closet. And I don't know if he hired it out, but he organized his closet and it looked perfect. And it just felt good. You know, and he said, I just feel so much better. Like walking into my bedroom, my closet is organized. Now I got a system in place to stay on top of it. And it's just so important. And I'm just like, man, that light bulb went off in my head. I'm like, I got to have this chat with somebody.
I mean, getting dressed can be so anxiety inducing for some people, especially if they're not happy with their body and comfortable in all those clothes. So why would you keep clothes that you don't feel good in? Clear it out so that getting stressed getting dressed is not stressful for you in the morning. You should be able to get in there, pull out an outfit for the day and be good.
No stress with the dress.
Yeah.
Get dressed, stress-free. Yeah. I like it. So let's pivot a little bit and talk about Polished, your new company. I love the name, by the way. So when did it start and what do you offer?
So I had thought about starting this, like I said, pretty much in 2019. My plan had been to start this when my younger son was in kindergarten. And then COVID happened and I do not sit still. So being at home for 2 months with my husband who was working from home and a five-year-old and a three-year-old boy who just run around the house like lunatics, I needed something to work on. So I decided to start it. I started in May and I pretty much started pretty busy. And then I took about a month and a half off of doing too many jobs so that I could actually put the business together, because me starting this business, I had no idea how to go about it, and doing all the behind the scenes work and branding and marketing. It was a lot. It was exciting, stressful, every feeling. And so then I really started to go more public in September, and it's been 2 months and I'm busy and it's great. And I'm getting inquiries practically at least several a week. So it's picking up a lot.
Good for you. That's awesome to hear. During a pandemic too. That's great.
Yeah. And so, I mean, Polished is, I can do a mix of decluttering, organizing a closet or a pantry, or kids' playrooms are so important right now, especially with not having school or home offices. I've done a few bigger jobs where it's a full garage or a full basement. And then I've also helped with packing to move. I just had a client who wanted to move to Atlanta, and she lived in a gorgeous big apartment downtown, Tower 280, and she only wanted to bring with her what she could fit in her Jeep. And it was a really, really cool project to work on her with.
Every day is different. That's so cool.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming most of your clients, you don't want to see them all the time. Like, your plan is to put systems in place to fix the problem, fix the room, fix the house, the work environment, and then they take it from there?
Pretty much. And so it's going in, working on one specific area, and maybe they have a few areas they want me to do, or it's just one room, and then a lot of times they've now hired me back to come back and do another room, because you get bitten by the organization bug, and it's so true. But I want to be able to leave them set up so that they can continue it themselves, which is why it needs to be, like I said, attainable and efficient.
Do you find that people want you to do everything? They just want you to come in and just start to finish it? Or do they want to learn with you? Do they want to like really understand the process and then take it from there?
So I think a mix. It depends on the area. I have had someone who, back in May when I started what I thought was going to be a three-day job doing her basement. I was there for 3 weeks because she kept having me do more and more rooms. So I did her basement, her bedroom closet, her bathroom linen closet, her daughter's one bedroom, her pantry, and actually I'm in the process of redesigning her mudroom laundry room so that I can do that. But I set it up so that she knows how to keep up the spaces that I have organized for her.
Now, are you using what clients have already in these spaces, or are you adding to those spaces by having them build things or buy things?
It definitely depends on someone's budget, on the look they want, how invested they want to get. So a lot of times I am having them purchase products. But this Thursday I did a kids' playroom, and the mom was actually more than willing to go and buy bins, but we were able to use what she had already in her home, and we just put them together so it looked cohesive.
So what is the best part of your job?
There's not a lot of aspects that I dislike of the job besides sometimes it's, you know, mentally and physically exhausting if I'm lifting bins all day. But some of my favorite parts are the actual planning, trying to, you know, design something that's going to work for someone. That really excites me, the artistic talent, I guess, of it. I love working with people and having them tell me stories of a specific item that brings them memories that they're, you know, debating on whether to get rid of or keep. And a lot of times it turns into a therapy session with them. And I love the interaction, seeing the joy on people's faces when I complete a project. The other week I did a pantry and I was working with the wife. And at the end of the day, she called her husband up, who was in his basement office, and he just stared at the pantry for a solid 5 minutes. And you could tell how happy he was, and not only how happy he was just how it looked, but knowing it's going to help his wife. They're a vegetarian family, so they cook a lot, and it was just fun to do. But I would say my favorite thing is when I do finish a project somewhere, and then that client maybe texts me a couple days later or a week later, and they are like, you've inspired me to do more. So I have some people that I did, you know, a couple projects with them or one bigger project, and now they're sending me pictures of, oh, I tackled my medicine cabinet by myself. I did my laundry room. And just knowing that I inspired them to work more in their home is an awesome feeling.
Very cool. So Laura and I met at Burn Bootcamp Webster. Shout out to Burn Bootcamp. You don't even need to work out, Laura. All the steps you're probably getting in, all the bins you're lifting.
It can be really, really physical. But I still need my burn every morning. I need Pete or Chrissy making me sweat.
So, there you go. Yeah. Telling me what to do. Yep. So being a wife, mother, business owner, and I'm sure so many other hats you're wearing, how do you find balance and organization in your life?
I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't think there's a perfect answer, especially with, you know, a new kindergartner and now having to put my 3-year-old in daycare full time so that I can work. This is brand new. I used to be home with them 3 days a week. But, you know, I definitely go by a schedule. Like I said, on Sundays, I sit down and I plan out my week. Every morning we are up at 6:30, and from 6:30 to 8, it's getting the kids ready to school, getting Lucas, my 5-year-old, on the bus, dropping Camden off at daycare, then heading right to Burn to get my workout in because mentally I need that. I need to see my friends at the gym. I need the, you know, currently Air Fives, the being yelled at to correct my form. then it's more coming home, having some coffee, figuring out the day, doing emails. And I am limiting myself to working from 10 to 4 and whatever jobs I can do in there. So normally it's like one job and then looking at another job. And then at 4 o'clock is when I try to stop working, but finish the emails. If I have to go shop for some products or just putting out some social marketing or on social media, you know, an Instagram post. And then the end of the day is back to the kids, having dinner, cooking with them, baking a lot of time. We are board games. We just had to close our pool, you know, last month, but all summer long it was come home from school or come home from daycare and hop in the pool for the night. So trying to put the family first still.
Well, respect. I mean, we're all trying to figure out that balance. It's hard. But I mean, I hear the passion in your voice and you're inspiring with what you're doing. So keep it going. It's awesome.
Thank you.
So take me through a typical decluttering session with a client from start to finish.
So when I get an inquiry, I will follow up with them, see exactly what they want, and we schedule a in-home consultation that I'll go, which is free, and have them show me around, talk to me about their family, talk to me about what their lives are like, what style do they need, and whether it's one room or several areas. So then if I will put together a project plan, and if I get hired, then what it is normally working on one section at a time. So if it was a pantry or a closet or, you know, a laundry room, it's you pull every single item out of that area. So every last item, go through, you got to weed it out. That's the edit, as the home edit, which is now a big thing, it calls it. So getting rid of stuff you don't use, stuff that doesn't make you happy, or Marie Kondo says sparks joy. Like maybe not so much in the pantry, but obviously in your closet, you want to like your clothes. But in the pantry, I would say expired food that you don't really cook with, or you're like, oh, this was for a recipe that I made 2 years ago that doesn't need to be taking up the space. So it's pretty much getting rid of things you don't need, creating categories in some aspect, putting them in bins or containers or just in a divider so that every place has its own purpose, a section for something. And then I am a big fan of labels. I label everything. It's how I think the system works, is if the husband is doing the unloading of the groceries, hey, you know, the rice goes in the grains bin, and, you know, so that's pretty much a typical day. But some people don't understand that it's a long process. It's not a 30-minute television show, and it takes work and it takes effort. And, you know, most people will work with me to go through things. There are jobs I can do independently, but it's really helpful to have the homeowner there as well.
I love that word space. You used it for the pantry. And I talk about space a lot, creating more space in our bodies to decompress our tissues and our joints. But you do the same thing with pantries and with people's houses. And it's so liberating. I'm just closing my eyes, seeing our pantry like with stuff thrown out that we don't even use. Yeah, it would just feel good.
Yeah. I did a pantry the other week, and it was sort of a different job where she had like three different pantries because she lived in an old house and none worked. But she had art supplies in her pantry. And I was like, it's taking up the space that you need. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's relocate it in a smart way so that your children can still access it. But you have to create cohesion in a room.
Amen to that. Any big plans with Polished for the rest of 2020 into 2021?
The rest of 2020 is pretty busy. I have luckily got a lot of jobs coming up. A lot of, you know, ones on the horizon that are, oh, okay, I'm going to finish my basement and now I want you to come in and organize it, or, you know, but 2021, I'm excited for. I hope that we don't get a big second round of COVID. I'm being very cautious. But I think that 2021, I hope to help as many families as I can, as many people. And, you know, I want to be able to give back already. So I would love to work with something like Habitat for Humanity and go in and help them create something so that when a family gets a home, there's a system already in place.
That sounds amazing. And I know I could just hear it in your voice. Your business is going to keep growing. I mean, you do good work and you care, you know, that's huge. You care about the client. And then I'm sure you're getting word of mouth referrals mostly, or are you getting a lot from social media?
It has 100% practically been word of mouth right now. And
that's just the best.
Yeah. I haven't really needed to do any marketing, so that's great. I've actually had a few realtors reach out to me saying, how can I give your information to clients that I know need this? Because I can also, staging even for a house to sell is important. And that's something that I love to do. So yeah, it's been great.
So how can listeners connect with you online to get more information on Polished and or make an appointment with you?
So the company is just called Polished, but on all social media, my website, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, it's The Polished CEO, and CEO stands for Creating Efficient Organization. But I wanted everything to be cohesive, so it's all The Polished CEO.
Awesome. And they can just go right on there and they can request an appointment with you? And
yep, they can submit an inquiry and then it'll go right to my email, or just my email is Laura@thepolishedceo, and then I can just contact them. I mean, you can DM me on Instagram. I've had that already. So yeah.
Perfect. All right. Final question. You ready?
Yes.
If you have a friend coming to Rochester who has never been here before, where are you taking them?
I love this question because of being born and raised in Rochester, and I think Rochester has so much to offer. I love being outdoors, so I would prefer this suspicious friend to come on a Saturday in the summer, and we can start the day at Public Market. I love Public Market, get some breakfast there, probably go for a hike. I like hiking everywhere around Rochester. If there's a weekend that there's one of our amazing festivals that I missed so badly this summer.
Yeah.
Go out to a festival, listen to some music. And one of my favorite places to end a night is K2, the beer garden. It's one of my most relaxing places. So big fan there.
A little bit of food, a little bit of movement, some entertainment, yep, and some beer.
Gotta be out.
Complete
have to
day.
Keep busy and then treat yourself to a beer at the end of the night.
Love it. Great answer. Well, Laura, thank you so much for your time. I know you're a mother, wife, business owner. You got a lot on your plate. So you're helping a lot of people. I mean, you're helping to declutter not only their spaces, but also their minds. So thank you for what you're doing. And I'm excited for 2021 for you.
Thank you. Me too.
Thanks for listening to today's episode, guys. I hope you gained a lot of value from what Laura shared with us today, and we'll share this with family and friends. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you can join me next time with a new local guest in the health and wellness space. I hope you're having an amazing day, and I'll talk with you soon. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, I'm Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Are you dealing with aches and pains on a daily basis? I'm here to tell you that it does not have to be like that. I want to help you get out of pain. I want to help you solve your problems. I want to unravel what happened in the past to lead to where you're at now. So if that's you and you have questions about your health, call me, text me, email me. Go to my website, driscollchiropracticny.com. Read a little bit more about myself and my approach. You can call or text 585-672-3870. You can email me info@driscollchiropracticny.com. You can find me on Facebook, Driscoll Chiropractic NY, or on Instagram @dr.driscoll. One more thing, guys, if you don't mind popping over to Apple Podcast Reviews and leaving me a 5-star review or any star, it doesn't matter. It's just feedback for me. And the goal and the mission of this podcast is to reach more people and to help more people. So thanks again, guys, for listening. It means the world to me. Buckle up. I got some great guests lined up. Talk to you soon.